Donald Trump has sent his top officials to Turkey for emergency talks to try to persuade Ankara to halt its assault on northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo plan to meet Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan tonight, despite the Turkish leader initially saying he would only meet the US President himself. The meeting follows the release of a bizarre letter from the president to his Turkish counterpart last week, telling him not to be a tough guy or a fool, and attracting widespread alarm and derision. Madeline Jenner reports.
While fighting rages more than 9,000 kilometres away, Donald Trump's trying to diminish his role in sparking it.
If Syria wants to fight for their land, that's up to Turkey and Syria, as it has been for hundreds of years they've been fighting, and the Kurds have been fighting for hundreds of years. That whole mess. It's been going along for a long time. Syria may have some help with Russia, and that's fine. It's a lot of sand. They've got a lot of sand over there, so there's a lot of sand that they can play with.
Speaking at the White House, the US president says his country has no stake in the region, adding that the Kurds, the target of the Turkish offensive, are no angels.
The thing that's common is that everybody hates ISIS. Now, the PKK, which is a part of the Kurds, as you know, is probably worse at terror and more of a terrorist threat in many ways than ISIS. So it's a very semi-complicated, not too complicated if you're smart, but it's a semi-complicated problem. And I think it's a problem that we have very nicely under control.
The comments came as the White House released a letter which Donald Trump sent to the Turkish leader a few days after the US announced its troop withdrawal. In the letter, the US president warned the Turkish president that he would be remembered as a, quote, devil if Turkey invaded Syria. I have worked with you to solve some of your problems, he writes. Don't let the world drown. The letter was so odd that many US media outlets found themselves scrambling to work out if it was in fact real.
NBC News has just obtained a letter from Donald Trump to the president of Turkey that made us do a double take. So weird. We had to check with the White House to make sure it's real, and that was our delay. It is.
Dr. Emma Shortis is research fellow at the Social and Global Studies Center at RMIT.
Trump's not exactly known for his kind of standard approach to diplomacy, but I've read a lot of letters from US presidents, and this one does stand out as particularly odd.
President Trump ends this letter saying, don't be a tough guy, don't be a fool. This surely isn't the usual sort of presidential language we'd expect in a letter like this.
It certainly is not, and certainly not for a letter from a president to another president. And I think the fact that it's been made public is also potentially quite damaging, you know, not just for Trump and showing us that he's not a standard diplomat, but also for the relationship. You know, we've got the Vice President Mike Pence and the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading to Turkey to negotiate with Erdogan, and we now have this public letter which is the President of the US threatening Erdogan and telling him not to be a fool, which I think puts him in a difficult position. You know, if he was thinking of making concessions, doing so will now make him look weak.
But as the US Vice President and Secretary of State head to Turkey to meet the Turkish President, the US House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to condemn President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw American forces from northeastern Syria. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the current withdrawal is the worst decision of the Trump presidency.
To rely on Russia and Iran to protect us against the rise of ISIS is, quite frankly, insane. I can imagine if Obama said that, what Republicans would be saying now. So I'm going to say it with Trump. That is just unfair, dangerous, and quite frankly, it's dishonorable for us to abandon the Kurds.
And there's been plenty of criticism from Democrats too. Top Democrats walked out of a White House meeting on Syria earlier today. They say Donald Trump started insulting them, calling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a, quote, third-rate politician, and suggesting she should like ISIS because the terrorist group included some former communists. But despite the criticism, Donald Trump says he is determined to get US troops out of Syria. Earlier this week, two US fighter jets launched airstrikes to destroy ammunition that was left behind when American forces left a factory in Syria. The factory had served as a coordination centre for the US-led coalition and Kurdish forces in the fight against ISIS.
Madeline Jenner with that report.